Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can see dozens of our lady listeners who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the show. See them at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you're invited to become a part of the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest. It's just a catalog of some of the wonderful ladies that listen to Free Talk Live. Shrine.freetalklive.com. We will take your phone calls about anything. Mark, it's been a long time since we've had a top 10 list, and you've got one that piqued my interest. What is it?
Well, it's the 10 things that every woman should know about a man's brain.
A man's brain.
It's from livescience.com. And it.
Because this would be a very different article were it to come from, say, AskMen.com. We've had some of theirs in the past. Those are a little on the, maybe a bit chauvinistic side. But what do they have to share?
Well, it's interesting. The most popular notions about the male brain are based on studies of men ages 18 to 22, right? Undergrads subjecting.
Which, of course, has nothing to do with men who are older than that.
Right? Undergrads subjecting themselves to experiments for beer money or course credit.
Yeah.
A man's brain varies tremendously over his lifespan, quickly contradicting the image of the single-minded sex addict that circulates in the mainstream consciousness. From his wandering eye to his desire to mate for life, here's what you need to know about a guy's mind. And they do a convenient little top 10 list, starting with 10 on down, which is always
good.
My favorite way for them to go.
Number 10.
Number 10. While females are usually considered the more emotional gender, infant boys are more emotionally reactive and expressive than infant girls. Researchers have found adult males have slightly stronger emotional reactions too, but only before they are aware of the feelings. Found in a 2008 study published by the Scandinavian Journal of Psychology, it closely monitored facial expressions. Once the emotion reaches consciousness, however, men adopt a poker face. When young boys likely...
Too tough to have feelings, right?
When young boys likely learn to hide emotions the culture considers unmanly, but tamping down emotion also spurs the body's fight-or-flight response. A man's strong reaction and subsequent suppression may ready him to handle a threat, theorized the 2008 study researchers in Lund University in Sweden. Hmm. So that's interesting. They claim that men might actually be more emotional than women.
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Yep. Number 9, more vulnerable to loneliness.
Of course, you're welcome to dial in with your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
While loneliness can take a toll on everyone's health and brain, older men seem particularly vulnerable, said Dr. Luann Brizendine, a professor of clinical psychology at the University of California, San Francisco, and author of The Male Brain. Men tend to reach out less than women, which exacerbates loneliness and the toll it takes on their brains' social circuits, she said. Living with women may be particularly helpful. Men in stable relationships tend to be healthier, live longer, and have hormone levels that may indicate decreased anxiety, studies have shown. Women might also be good for a guy's gonads. Male mice living with
female... Is that a sex joke?
I'm just reading the article here, man. It's not a joke in Live Science, okay? Men might also be good for a guy's gonads. Male mice living with females remain fertile longer than their isolated cousins, found a study published by the Biology of Reproduction in 2009.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I've heard this a great deal, that sort of life is better for guys when they're married. You know, certainly there's this whole idea that you want to go out and roam around, and I totally get that, but
that's an honest statement.
Yeah, I do. I totally get where it's coming from. But at the same time, you know, my life's much better and more complete with my wife around.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be really great if I could do both, but I just don't see how that is ever going to happen. So I know which one's better.
Tends to upset the ladies.
Yeah, it's not going
to
go well. So be that as it may. Number 8, focused on solutions. While many studies suggest that women are more empathic than men, Dr. Brizendine stresses that it's not entirely true. The empathy system of the male brain does respond when someone is stressed or expressing a problem, but the fix-it region takes over very quickly. This hub,
even if somebody didn't ask them to, right?
Yeah, you know what I find for myself is if somebody brings up a problem to me, and you know, I'm going to be very quickly to want to come up with a solution for them, and I hold it against them if they don't use my solution.
Hmm.
So I don't want them. Like, don't bring me your problems if you're not going to take my solution. It's kind of how the way I feel about it. Yeah. Not that my solution may or may not be the best one. It's the best one I can come up with. But I just I guess you know it's this kind of control thing that. I suppose some people just want you to listen to their problem, whereas, you know, if you're looking for a counselor, they charge $80 an hour. I'm not here for that. So anyway, as a result, men tend to be more concerned with fixing a problem than showing solidarity in the feeling, she said.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. And you know, that's the whole women are from Venus, men are from Mars books that were out 15 years ago. Did you ever hear of them?
Oh, sure. I never read them, but I've heard of them.
I read one in prison. Hardwired to check out women, while often linked to aggression and hostility. Testosterone is also the hormone of the libido, and guys have six times the amount surging through their veins as women, said Panjal Mehta.
Of course, this is on average. Right?
Yes. Social psychologist at Columbia University in New York. Mehta and colleagues found that the testosterone impairs the impulse control region of the brain. So when you see an attractive woman, you're liable to make mistakes if
do something,
you
know, stupid.
Yeah, if that's what it takes. Well, it's yet to be studied. This may explain why Bresnahan says that men ogle women as if on autopilot. They often forget about the women once she is out of their visual field.
You know, one of my favorite Penn and Teller episodes, Penn and Teller BS. I think it was from their first season. It was certainly early on, where they put this chick with a very revealing some sort of a top.
Yeah.
And they gave her a clipboard and she was supposed to go ask a survey of people. And they also dressed her in a very conservative manner as well. So the same girl was dressed in two different manners. And they had the hidden camera, of course, and were watching as the guys that she was talking to would lower their eyes to her cleavage.
Yeah.
And they'd ring a bell every single time the guys would do it. It was hilarious. They just couldn't not do it, right?
Did the guys know that they were on TV?
I think it was a hidden camera. I'm not positive.
I can't remember. You'd certainly get more looks at the cleavage if that was the case. It's funny. So number six. Men must defend their turf. Part of the male job, evolutionarily speaking, is to defend turf, Brizendine said. More research is needed in humans, but in other male mammals, the defend my turf brain area is larger than their female counterparts. While women have fits of possessiveness, men are much more likely to become violent when faced with a threat to their love life or territory, she said. And
you see it all the time.
It's clear, right? From an evolutionary
Some of these are not very shocking.
Right. Not really, right? So, I mean, from an evolutionary standpoint, males are killing machines. I mean, that's just what they're there for. They're there to go out and get the meat. Gathering, women can handle that on their own. And now in today's society, you don't need them for much at all. Males and
men, you mean?
Yeah, you know, if you could keep one for every 10 women, you'd be in pretty good shape.
I can't be doing much killing. You know, I'm not built for all that.
Well, at this point, the way it is, I mean, you didn't have to get big and strong to do the killing. You can kill with buttons now, and as evidenced by the predator drone drivers who do such a fine job in Pakistan and Afghanistan killing people off, you know, and then go home and spend the evening with their wives and families.
Gross.
It's disgusting to me, too. I'm just pointing out that you don't need to be big and strong to do it. You just need to have the mind to be able to handle it, at least in short terms. When you have a psychological breakdown, you know, later on in life, the military may or may not take care of you at that point. But as long as you can handle it at that time, then, you know, you're what they want.
Okay, so from LiveScience.com, this is the list of what?
Ten things every woman should know about a man's brain.
Right, okay. So it's not necessarily surprising things you didn't know, but if you don't know these 10 things, you should, right? I mean, these are some really basic things that you need to know about. Got it. 800-259-9231. I don't think many of the men are not shocked in this listening to this in the audience. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ladies, you're welcome to call in, share your observations. Of course, guys, too. 800-259-9231. But the ladies get preference on the phones. It's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us on our website where you can influence some of the stuff we'll talk about on the air. You go to freetalklive.com, log in. It's free, of course, to create an account. And then you can post stuff that you think is interesting that you found online, perhaps a YouTube video or a blog post or a news item, whatever. You can even write up your own thoughts or questions and post those too. go to freetalklive.com, you post what you want, and then other listeners vote on them, whether they like or dislike. The most liked will make it to the front page in the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. So go and feel free to add your thoughts in and your show prep suggestions to freetalklive.com. Now, government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Visit their new site at schoolsucksproject.com. Make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue, Mark, you have got a story here from LifeScience.com where they are explaining to the ladies out there 10 things they need to know. If they haven't figured them out, they haven't figured these out already. 10 things they need to know about how men think.
I think it's a pretty cool article, nonetheless. I mean, some of it's been obvious, some of it hasn't been.
Yeah,
men are
surprising.
Yeah, men are can be more emotional than women, more prone to loneliness. Just interesting. Number five, who's the boss? An unstable hierarchy can cause men considerable anxiety. I think that this is absolutely true. Some of the other stuff I've seen in this is that, guys are very concerned about sort of social rank, and this one, Brizian says, it's an established chain of command, such as that practiced by the military and many workplaces. It reduces testosterone and curbs male aggression. Preoccupation with establishing pecking order, which starts at as early as age six, motivates the male dance where they're always trying to put each other down. Brizian says, it's better to be aggressive in a verbal jab than to duke it out.
Trash talking.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, trying to... I mean, you'll see this in groups of guys, just how it is that they try to decide who's on top and who's not and all that other stuff. So, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, and I think it's interesting this, how is it, because it seems like the workplace is moving to a less hierarchical, sort of more fluid ranking system.
You think?
That's how I see the world.
We're sitting here doing our own radio show, not having to work for anybody. We're not.
Yes, but I read articles. I assume, a lot of different things are being tried out, and I'm just wondering how is it gonna change things? Because I mean, guys do sort of naturally want to, lord over the next guy, be somehow superior to the next guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel that way necessarily.
I don't know if you really qualify as a real guy.
As a real guy, yeah.
But right. See, I'm pecking at you.
A lot of these things. A lot of these things I could see for myself. I can definitely see that. But at the same time, like Adam from the Liberty on Tour got himself a new HD cam the other night, uh-huh. And he got one of these boom mic attachments to it, as well as a light, and he was pimping it out last night at the Nightcap here in Keene, and I was a little jealous of that.
And you think that has something to do with sort of rank? You feel that he has nicer stuff?
He's got a nicer little rig.
Yeah,
made me want to get that.
Yeah, I mean, you could go out and get that anytime you want. So
I could, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe that's it.
I think it's somewhere involved in that, yeah.
Or perhaps it wasn't jealousy. Perhaps it was just simply by being inspired. Like, wow, I didn't know I could do that with this little handycam thing. So,
the mature male brain, number four. Over the course of evolution, men have needed to compete for status and mates, while young and emphasize bonding and cooperation when mature. Mata said, men seem to agree, and physiological studies have shown that one-upmanship holds less appeal for older men. Instead, they pay more attention to relationships and bettering the community. The change is likely. I don't understand how that could be an evolutionary trait, because evolution has to do with your ability to procreate, right? And, so early on, it doesn't have sort of how you're going to act past 20. It doesn't seem to me has any kind of bearing on evolution, do you know?
I don't know. I wouldn't claim to know much about evolution beyond the general concept of what it is. I mean, what you're talking about may be more of a societal observation than anything else.
The change is likely aided by the slow natural decline in testosterone as men age. Modern colleagues have found that men with high testosterone levels tend to be better at one-on-one competition, while those with lower levels excel at competitions requiring team cooperation.
Oh, okay. I've got a thought here. Perhaps you know, men are living much longer than they were hundreds of years
sure.
ago, right? So
in captivity, they can live, 80, 90, 100 years. Out in the wild, 35.
And, right. So Tops. So at that point, your 20s is past middle age.
I mean,
if you're 20, you're past middle age. And so therefore, if men are as testosterone-y at that age, then it would make sense that down the line, I mean, they weren't expected to live beyond 35 at that point. So, okay, so that falls off down the line, and so their behavior changes.
I agree that the behavior changes because of testosterone. I don't know that that's necessarily an evolutionary trait.
I don't know anything about it. I'm not saying whether it's evolutionary.
It could drop off, and I don't think that really matters in one's ability to procreate and compete in that
Right. I'm
arena.
Not saying it has anything to do with evolution. We're just talking about how men
that's
are.
That's what they
right?
said, though.
Oh, they did? What was it that they said?
All right. Over the course of evolution, men have needed to compete for status and mates while young and emphasize bonding and cooperation when mature.
That doesn't really sound like it's saying anything about. I mean, I think they're just talking about an observation of what men have done, what they believe.
Wouldn't disagree with that.
Just
the father to be. This is probably an important one to women. Yeah, number three. The male brain becomes especially primed for cooperation in the months before becoming a father. Fathers to be go through hormone changes. Prolactin goes up, testosterone goes down, which likely encourages. More paternal behavior.
Do you feel this has been accurate for you?
I've certainly gotten fatter.
Meaning you're not so interested. Maybe you're still looking at other women, but you are not so interested in your external self.
What good's it going to do me?
Them.
I mean, I'm 40 years old, going gray, and doing my best to stave off weight gain here. I mean, really, what does that 18-year-old girl want with me? I can look, but what good's it going to do me? Going to talk to her, what good's it going
to
do?
What do you talk to her about?
Yeah, and then you have to. That's the whole problem, right? I don't want to do that. A lot of 18-year-old girls out there, not a lot of deep conversation to be had. Yeah, it's just my
nothing personal, ladies, right, Mark?
Right?
Yeah. It could be. There could be some 18-year-old girl.
The lady that's listening to this isn't the one I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, right. That
Absolutely
makes sense.
Not.
Very
ever.
Smooth.
Yeah, sure.
Good save.
The pheromones of pregnant women.
And by the way, I'm sure older women feel the same way. I don't know what it's like to be a cougar, but... Obviously, there's that same difference there, right? You've got an older lady with a younger guy. What do you talk about?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I say I couldn't talk to younger women, but younger guys, I see no reason. I don't see why young women date young guys. I don't get it.
They don't know any better, right? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. We got three more here, two more?
I'm not finished with number three.
Number three, the father-to-be thing. All right, we'll come back to that topic. Your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required, and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. We've got our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. Our number here, 800-259-9231.
Its shadow followed Paul. Its hot breath had flowed across the back of his neck. Its cold fingers had caressed his throat. So begins Matthew Wayne's novel, The Ouija-ers. Follow Paul's adventure as he dabbles in the dangerous netherworld opened up to him by the way of the Ouija board. Open your imagination to the frightening possibilities as a demonic dimension merges with our own. What occult realities will Paul discover? What hidden powers will he have to battle? Read The Ouija-ers to find out at ebook.freetalklive.com. It's ebook.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here, 800-259-9231. Going to wrap up the things that women should know about the way men think, about men. And if you don't already know these things, then you definitely should. I agree. I think it's been a pretty good list so far. Mark.
So from LiveScience.com, number three, the father-to-be. The male brain becomes especially primed for cooperation in the months before becoming a father. Fathers-to-be go through hormone changes as well. Prolactin goes up, testosterone goes down, which likely encourages paternal behavior. This was found in a 2000 study in Evolution and Human Behavior. The pheromones of a pregnant woman may waft over to her mate to spur these changes, says Brizendine, who was not involved with that particular study, but she had written a book, The Male Brain, so I guess she's commenting on it. The expecting mom might be repaying a favor even before she is pregnant. Male pheromones cause good mom neurons to sprout in the female brain, so apparently good relationship, being together, these things create, they're going to be
synergy.
They're going to be good for the kid, good for the family, good for everything.
Neat. Number two,
daddy play. Daddy-specific ways of playing with their kids, more roughhousing, more spontaneity, more teasing, can help kids learn better, be more confident, and prepare them for the real world, studies have shown. Also involve dads, lessen risky behaviors, risky kids' sexual behaviors. Fathers that actively pretend, parent tend to have lower testosterone levels, report several cross-cultural studies. Well, it's not known if the hormone levels cause the behavior or vice versa. Researchers.
So, wait. So, if daddy is not playing with, little Billy or, Jackie or whatever, that means that there's a good chance he might be out cheating, right? Because if he's not,
it could be, but
if he's not being a parent, then his testosterone levels would be higher, meaning he's more likely to make a mistake and go out and do something like that.
Well, you can draw all kinds of conclusions from that. The only fact is that there's lower testosterone levels in guys that actively parent and are involved in their kids' lives. So I mean, maybe they're less likely to go out and get in a fight. Maybe they're less likely to cheat, I suppose. It's certainly a possibility. All these things. But the only reality is it's lower testosterone levels. So researchers theorize that evolution has favored involved dads. Human children are among the neediest of animal kingdom, and good dads optimize the chance that their offspring and their genes survive. I tell you in our case that, Jack's needy, likes
attention.
Yeah, even when he's playing on his own. After every about 10 minutes or so, he runs over to my wife, just kind of checks in for a second or two and makes sure that everything's the way he left it. And he goes back and starts playing with his...
Gets a little dose.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Number one, men covet wedding bells too. Women want to settle down and men want to sow their wild oats. Forever, the refrain usually goes, but this might be one of the largest misconceptions stemming from the U.S. tendency of using undergrads as test subjects.
Golly, it seems so obvious.
It does seem obvious. Infidelities are most likely to occur before men hit 30, found a study of Bolivian men published by the Proceedings of the Royal Society in 2007.
Then they're looking to settle down.
Yeah. After that, men primarily focus on providing for their families. Of course, some men have a harder time with commitment than others, a problem which could be genetic, according to a 2008 study by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. Men without the promiscuity gene, an estimated 60% of the population, are more likely to marry. But that's not all. Both they and their wives are also more likely to report relative marital bliss, the researchers found. Unfortunately, the association is so small, said the study's lead researcher, that in Sweden you can't use it for screening potential mates. So,
So funny. We all know that men are pretty easy to figure out, right? But what about the reverse of this list? What about the 10 things that that men need to know about women? I'm just curious. Has that come out? Is it a fresh article? Is it relatively old?
You know, I don't have that.
Well, do me a favor. Look around for it. See if you can dig that up. In the meantime, let's talk to Jason in Colorado. I thought that was pretty good. Jason in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live. Need to get that call in, Jason?
Yeah, I'm trying to shut this thing off.
Okay.
Ring in the background.
So okay, what's up? What sort of financial wizardry will you be relating to us tonight?
Ian, I want to talk about territory and the male. No, I want to talk about finances, of course. As you guessed, shut this thing up. Sorry.
That's okay.
So I want to talk about the financial reform bill that passed the Senate today, and it's on its way to Obama's desk.
All right, what does this entail?
Well, I don't know what's in it. I would never even waste my time reading 2,000-plus pages of law. I read in one article that it's half the size of the King James Bible in word length. So,
well, this is it. I'm this is going to save the economy, right? This is a must.
It's
with
mostly
all those words.
Definitions. It's definitional. You don't you don't need to worry about the length of the pages. This is what I heard one of the politicians saying on the radio. Don't worry about it. It's mostly just defining the terms that we use that, well, you wouldn't know otherwise.
Yeah, it's the Newspeak Dictionary. That's the problem.
Yep.
So this thing is huge, and it's going to have many nasty things in it. The three main things that it says it's going to do – well, I'm sorry. The first main thing it says it's going to do is prevent the next catastrophe, which we know that's not going to happen.
The government can't ever – I mean, if there's one thing that you need to know about economics is that it's more powerful than the government. I mean, there's nothing that they can do to stave off the inevitable fix, if you will, the inevitable correction. For forever, they can't.
Right. So So they're going to do, I don't know what all the regulations are, but they have some kind of greater regulation of the banks. They're giving the Fed, instead of less power, the Fed is getting more power to do what? I don't know. They already have the power to print money, so I don't exactly know exactly what they're going to do. It creates some.
But don't worry. Don't worry. When they'll give them a little more power, but as soon as they audit them and find out they've been naughty, then they'll just take it all right away.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure they will.
I just think it's amusing all these people that believe that there's some sort of change that's going to be made in Washington, D.C. in regards to how the Fed, you know, how influential the Fed is and how much power it, you know, it wields and things like that, just because somebody voted for an audit.
Well, I think that the more you can expose an organization as being corrupt and messed up, the better off you are. And I think that that's what it's about. It's the first step. The Fed isn't getting exposed in the way that it needs to be. I mean, you're going to see some changes in policing here in the United States just because people are putting up videos on the internet, and you agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, if we can just get these videos of the Fed, if we can just show what it is that they're doing wrong and how they're messing with the economy.
But
to some
why
extent,
do you need to audit them to show how bad they are? I figured all that out without an audit. How many people want to look at an audit besides an accountant?
What's better?
What's better than what?
But once you do the audit, then there's going to be news stories written about the audit. So you don't need to read the audit itself. You can read the news story about it.
You're jumping to a conclusion that the news media is going to have any interest in.
Somebody's going to write it.
But who's going to carry
it? Is an audit better than not having an audit?
Fine, Mark. I have no objection to it. I just don't make it sound, you know, these people that support it make it sound like it's going to change something. And I'm sorry. I'm a little too skeptical, a little too jaded to believe in that one. Anyway, go ahead, Jason, with your thoughts.
Hey, well, I do have a little side conversation on that. So about audits, I know that the Ron Paul bill went down in flames some time ago, but I read an article that said basically if Ron Paul were to resubmit a new bill that said called the U.S. Gold audit, that might actually help them open their doors and see that there's nothing there.
I'll tell you what, hang on, Jason. We'll bring it back here, continue the discussion in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Jason with more economic stuff, which has been pretty good. He's been very consistent about this. He's going to have to run out at some point. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. So we go back to your phone calls and to the fun. Jason is on the line in Colorado. Now, Jason, you called in tonight to deliver your thoughts on apparently a new financial reform bill of some sort that went through. Now, did you say it just passed the Senate, or has it passed through the House and the Senate, or what's the status?
It's been through the House, and today it passed the Senate with a tally of 60 votes versus 39 no's.
I thought that it didn't pass. I thought that it just they voted to stop debate, which usually means that it's going to pass. But I don't think it is. That's just my opinion. I don't know for sure, but I think
Mark, according to two articles I read, and they were like NBC type sources, it passed and it's going to Obama's desk. He'll sign it
sure.
next Wednesday or
well,
something.
Well, you know
like
who
that.
Works for NBC? Who runs NBC? It's the Bilderbergers.
So anyway,
loser people.
So we're talking about you were talking about what this means, what your thoughts, observations on this financial reform. So you had said the first thing was that they are giving the Fed more power?
Somehow. I don't know all the particulars, but the Fed is getting some kind of extra power that they didn't already have.
That's more power! They love this stuff.
I would be more worried if they had faster printing presses, but since that's all digital, that doesn't matter either.
Yeah, they can print it as fast as they want.
Mm-hmm. So what else?
So I didn't want to bore everybody with what's in the bill because I don't frankly know what's in the bill. But what I do know is what it doesn't do. And it doesn't abolish legal tender laws. It doesn't abolish the Fed itself. It doesn't abolish the fraud that they call fractional reserve banking. And it doesn't allow private mints to compete in a free market to produce, silver rounds, gold rounds, whatever they want.
But yet they who would control us, the politicians, are claiming this is the savior, right? That this is, aha, this is going to save the economy. Are they saying that?
They are, actually, Ian, and this is the part that I actually wanted to end my point on, is they are exactly saying that. They are going in front of TV cameras, and they're saying, no, we didn't have the insight. We didn't have the ability to actually, one of the nastiest things this thing does, it gives the government the power, unconstitutional power, immoral power, to take property, a la take control of a company and, quote, wind it down, which just means dismantle it.
Whoa.
And, yeah, so that's both unconstitutional and immoral.
Well, it's constitutional if they do it.
Right.
Right. That's why I threw it in the immoral there.
Yeah, wow. The constitutional argument really doesn't hold any water, considering it's their document, and they essentially in the document say that our opinions don't matter, that it's only the Supreme Court that decides, and essentially the legislature's immune from any sort of responsibility if they write something that's unconstitutional. So, you know, what you and I read in the Constitution doesn't really amount to a hill of beans.
You know, what's funny is I was just totally guessing at my presumption. I totally jumped to a conclusion that they were talking about how this is going to save the economy. I didn't even know they were passing this thing. I had no idea. I don't know what they're doing out there in D.C.
Well, that's been the big critique all along is, well, they were worried about, you know, Obama was passing his health care while the economy burned. We need financial regulation. We need to bring back Glass-Steagall. And
is this the thing, Mark, that you said the other day, that guy they elected down in Massachusetts, that Republican guy,
yes,
that everybody was like, "Yeah, freedom!" You know, like this guy was going to do something.
He switched sides on this one, and it wasn't just him; it was several Republicans. And I can see how he felt the pressure to do it, but you know, I mean,
they're all statists. I mean, they.
this bill doesn't look.
You could just call them the Republicrats. They're the same party, the big government party.
I just think it's funny that people still believe that there's going to be the savior. Yeah, go, dude. You didn't do anything. Go ahead.
Ian, there is one good thing that's going to come out of this. Since they've made their big stand on television to say that this is going to save us from another crash.
That's true. It won't.
As I've been calling, it will not save us, and there will be another crash. And there, hopefully people's memory lasts long enough to remember, hey, I just saw the politician telling me it's not going to happen again, and then we're going to get all those bad things happening with inflation that I've been talking about.
Don't you remember Bernanke in 2006, or maybe it was 2005, coming on and saying something to the effect of, don't worry about the housing market, there's nothing wrong with the housing market, it couldn't be stronger, it's fabulous, or something like that. I mean, you know, the YouTube's rife with these quotes. America just doesn't seem to care about the government and its involvement in finance.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I wish that it were true. I just I don't have much faith in them on this one.
I'm with you, Mark. I feel like most of America doesn't even know what's going on, right? Because most of America is probably concerned with I don't know what whatever the pop culture news of the day is, some pop culture icon dying, or whatever. So I think most of America is distracted with that or with their own lives, as they should be. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being involved in what you're doing. But taking care of their families and putting food on the table and getting all the bills paid, I think that's probably a priority for most Americans. And then of the people that actually do pay attention to the issues, shall we say, they are just of the Demo-Publican mold, the red team, blue team mentality. And it could be difficult to snap those people awake. But I think you're right, Jason, that the more stuff like this happens, the more people are going to look at it and say, huh. And, of course, the next out is, let's presume that in 2010 here, the Republicans sweep in and they somehow take control, right? And so then you get the next crash that comes in after that. Well, then they'll have the excuse of, hey, it wasn't us. We didn't do that.
Obama's crash.
Right.
Well, I don't know that that's going to work, though. I mean, in this this knife cuts both ways. Obama would love you to believe, as would all the Democrats, that this is Bush's crash, and it's you know, that's not a fair statement. And the Republican talking heads have done a very good job of making this Obama's crash, and I think there's some small level of fairness in that. But, you know, I think that basically when the crash occurs and you're in charge, it's your crash. And that's the end of the story.
Oh, they won't say that, of course. And
the Republicans won't, but that's that's how the election's going to swing against them.
Yeah, of course, the Republican, the followers, if you will believe them. I mean, they keep believing these Republicans that they're going to bring them freedom.
What else do they have?
You're right about that.
You know, I mean, they haven't heard, they don't care enough, and they haven't heard about things like the Free State Project.
Sure.
They know that voting for libertarians, you know, by and large is...
does nothing.
It's not very effective. You know, usually they get 2, 3, 4%. Yeah, it'd be great if you voted for libertarians, you get them on the ballot in your area. I suppose it's probably more value than voting for a Democrat or a Republican.
Oh, I agree with that.
But, you know, it doesn't.
What's it change?
It doesn't solve the problem. Right. So, you know, I can understand why they feel like they don't have a choice. I can understand why somebody says, well, I'll take, the Republican over the Democrat, or the Democrat over the Republican, because they slightly more allied with my views, even though
they all stink. Of course, that means nothing.
Yeah.
Right. It means nothing what they say in advance. What is meaningful is what they end up doing. And of course, they all end up growing a state. So, Jason, final observations on this?
No, that's it. I just want to say, don't believe what you're seeing on TV. All the inflation. Don't believe the deflation argument. You're going to get inflation. Prepare for it, and that's it.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate the call. Always interesting. Mark, since we're talking about money and such, and the financial disaster that the government has created through its fractional reserve banking and fiat currency, there is a decent solution, in my opinion, to protecting your assets.
Yeah,
and
there's some things that you could do, right? You can buy things that you're going to use at your home. If you think there's going to be some giant crash, and I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't propose to know whether it's going to be, a sort of depression situation, or whether you're going to see it's going to be some kind of terrible Holocaust kind of thing where you got to eat the dog, that kind of thing.
It's hard to imagine that.
It's hard to imagine that, right? Like, it's hard to imagine that they can really lay the American people down that low. I find that difficult to believe, but you can buy things that you use on a regular basis, toilet paper, paper towels, things like that that you're going to consume. 22 rounds will probably make a pretty good trading thing.
But you can only store so much toilet paper, so in the meantime...
When it comes to an investment in those scenarios, I do think that gold and silver, precious metals, will be a good thing to be in now, and that you'll be able to sell them for more real money later.
Yeah, I don't consider them an investment per se. I consider them more of a protection of my value that I've earned in my life. And instead of having it sucked away by inflation... The gold and silver is a pretty good way of avoiding that.
It's an excellent hedge against inflation. That's what it's generally used for. It's probably its primary purpose.
So how can folks listening get their hands on some?
Gold.freetalklive.com. I've put together some coins there that I felt like were good choices that weren't going to be confusing for people. When I was looking at gold and silver, I was befuddled by what should I buy, shouldn't I buy. The salesman wanted me to buy collector's coins from the Civil War or something like that. And just like, I don't know anything about that stuff. I want gold and silver. Gold.freetalklive.com allows you to do that. Rather than buying one, buy several at a time. So you save on shipping. The shipping's the same for one as it is for 20 at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. What happens if you miss a PTA meeting in Detroit? Well, you might be a little shocked. I will explain here in a little bit. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.